nice thing to end the season on for you, at least?
You know, it's tough to wait. Last year when, you know, at the end of the season, not knowing what was going to happen, if I was going to be able to come back and play for the Chicago Bears again or not. And fortunate for me now, you know, I know that. I know I can come back for my 15th year and continue to do the things that I love to do, is go out there and play football, and especially be a part of this organization and this team.
I think you had said when you signed last year that you didn't know whether your body would be telling you at the end of this year whether you wanted to keep playing. When was it clear that you had this in you?
You know, you go out there week in and week out, and you practice, and you go out there and play the games, and you recover. And fortunate for me, I met some people this offseason, Donnie Thompson, and training with Olin and, you know, Taylor Boggs and Big Cat, and training with the guys here. I've been able to find some different ways of working out to keep myself healthy, keep myself strong, and go out there and continue to do my job to the best of my ability. It's always there. You know, you think about, obviously you want to go out there and be able to do your job. You can do your job, then you can keep playing. When I got hurt and those 4 weeks watching the team practice, it was tough to sit on the sidelines. And right there I knew that, you know, I wanted to keep going. When I don't enjoy doing the week in and week out thing, then it's going to be time to retire. Being a part of the offensive line group that we have here, Kyle and Slauson and, you know, Millsy and Bush and Eben and Taylor, you know, it's a big part of the reason I want to keep going. You know, I love playing with those guys, and obviously the rest of my team is, but I spend a lot of time with the offensive line. So those guys, it's fun to go out there and try to battle every week.
How do seasons like this not wear you down? Is it not a drag to,
it's just football, man. You love to go out there and try to battle. Obviously, you want to win football games. That's what we're paid to do. That's what we want to do. But at the end of the day, when you line up, put a helmet on, I get a chance to play a football game, you know, in front of thousands of fans and do something I've been doing since I was 13 years old. At the end of the day, playing football is what we love to do. And obviously, we got to try to win more football games so we can go to playoffs and do the things that we all want to do. We all want to be champions. And, you know, this year's been tough. And but when you step on the football field, man, it's about going out there and, you know, and battling.
What was the timeline been on this?
Days. I mean, this really just – yesterday, really. So it was a good Christmas.
You get a phone call like at home on Christmas saying?
They sent a pelican, I think. Yeah, it was just a phone call from my agent. You know, they talked. I mean, and my position and my age, there's not much negotiating. So pretty straightforward.
Roberto, obviously a little bit of uncertainty, though, about who's going to be leading the program. Did that factor into any type of...
You know, whether it's Coach Trestman or whatever's going to happen, I want to be a part of this team and this organization. I believe in the things that we're doing. Obviously, we have to do them better to try to win more games.
How do you gauge how much you have left?
At this point, I feel good, man. You know, like I said, you know, take it year by year. I strongly believe in, obviously, you guys seen some of my posts and the weight room and the things that it can do for me. And I'm going to continue to do that. And until I can't do that, then it'll be time to go. But your body will tell you. I mean, and they pay a lot of people upstairs to know when you're done, too. So I'm sure they'll tell me, too.
Was it important to you also to leave on a positive note? It would have been really hard to leave with the way the season ended.
You know, when you're done, you're done. Whether it's good or bad, obviously you want to leave into the sunset and you know, obviously on a winning football team, obviously, you know, the way to go is winning a championship. I mean, that's what we strive for, you know. It's amazing now that from the 06 team, you know, we haven't had an opportunity to go back. And yeah, so it makes you appreciate that when you have an opportunity like that, you got to take advantage of it.
What is so addictive about just the nature of football? You know, Chris Conte has said, you know, he might die 10, 15 years earlier, but he just wants to play. You know, and frankly, players go through whatever to play. What is so addictive about the sport?
You know, from the moment I was 13 years old to the moment now, before you step onto the field, that adrenaline rush, the emotions that you feel inside of you, that's the reason you play the game, to go out there and battle. you know, go out there and try to fight a 350-pound nose guard with your buddies. I mean, there's nothing like it. You know, when you go out there, you make a block, and, you know, Jay throws a long pass and we score, that's when you feel good about what you're doing, you know. Or you double team a guy, that's the stuff you play for. Those moments in time where, you know, you do everything right and everything goes your way, and that's when it's fun. You know, when you don't, obviously you want to get the next play. That's what's great about football. You get 70 to 80 plays to go out there and try to win your play and your matchup. And that is the reason that I love to go out there and play every week, you know.
Has the last couple weeks been around here than, say, last year? I mean, last year you guys were playing for a playoff spot up until the final
We were trying to win a football game, and that's what it's about. You know, obviously it's a different situation when you're trying to win for a chance to continue your season. Right now we're battling, you know, we're getting close, but we haven't quite got a victory here in the last couple of weeks, you know. So this week, you know, the guys have been focused. We practiced on Tuesday, on Wednesday, obviously had yesterday off. Came in today and, you know, put a good day of work in. We just got to transfer what we're doing on the practice field to the games.
Roberto, since you've been around for a while, what's your leadership style? And now are you kind of viewing yourself as somebody that can kind of bridge some of the issues that surfaces here as far as a leadership role moving forward?
I've always been a lead by example guy. I'm going to show up every single day and do my job to the best of my abilities and try to get guys to buy into that. I've never been a very vocal guy. But I think when the time has presented itself, I've had, stepped up to that. But for me, is coming in, doing my job every single day, I think is the way to lead, by demonstrating to other guys what it takes to play in this league.
Roberto, you mentioned some of the stuff you've posted and some of the workouts you've done. Are you stronger now than you've ever been?
Absolutely. Me and Nolan actually took a trip to South Carolina this offseason and worked out with Donnie Thompson. He's a power lifter, one of the first men to ever equal 3,000 pounds. He squatted 1,260, benched 900 pounds, and deadlifted 800 pounds. So I think he knows a lot about getting strong. But he also was a physical therapist, and some of the things that he does for big guys as far as flexibility and ability to continue to lift weights and the way he lifts weights has really helped get my strength up and stay healthy. There's a lot of things that he does that help 300-pound men play football, and that's why I've been able to do all the chains and bands, and I'm lifting more of a powerlifting style. I was still doing some cleans and doing a lot of stuff that Coach Clark has us do here in the weight room. But I think it all complements, when you go out there and try to block nose guards.
It's a great job and everything, but did anyone tell you you were crazy to come back
for 15 years? No. Everybody knows how much I love what I do. And I don't know what my wife would say to that, but, she gets to feed another 300-pound man again for another year, so.
Roberto, players have done a good job of separating themselves from the tumult of the whole season and the potential coaching changes and things like that. My question is, how difficult is that? I mean, I'm sure you hear and read and sense in yourself, you know, you're there. How do you separate, and especially looking to a final game, how do you separate it and convincingly yourself?
And that's the great thing about football is when you're practicing football, when you're playing football, you can focus is how do I block you in front of me? You know, on this play, how do I do my job? Obviously, when it's said and done, you start thinking about things like that. You start thinking about how much different an offseason can be, you know, with Coach Dressman, without Coach Dressman. I mean, nobody knows what the situation is going to be. For us, you can focus on today was just going out there and practicing, going through meetings, and then tomorrow will be, you know, our last-minute walkthroughs, our plane trip there. We have a meeting tomorrow night, and then go out there and play a football game. So when you're playing football, it takes over your life. It takes over everything you're doing because you cannot be half in, half out. You'll get exposed really fast.
So that won't impact your play one way or the other?
You have to go out there. I have to go out there and do my job to the best of my ability, and that is something that football makes you do.
Pat Manley talked about how old he felt his last year, having conversations with the guys in the lockers next to him. What's it been like for you?
Are you comparing me to Pat Manley?
He's a 30-something-year-old.
Question mark?
Yes.
Yes, Kyle Fuller was born like in 92, I think. I mean, I was born in 79, you know, so there is a difference there. But, you know, I mean, when it comes down to it, man, guys, you know, you're in the locker room and it's a special place to be, and you get a chance to make fun of each other, have fun, and go out there and play football.